religion has actually convinced people that there's an invisible man living in the sky who watches everything you do every minute of every day. And the invisible man has a special list of 10 things he does not want you to do. And if you do any of these 10 things, he has a special place full of fire and smoke and burning and torture and anguish where he will send you to live and suffer and burn and choke and scream and cry forever and ever till the end of time. But he loves you.
And that was the voice of George Carlin, who was one of our great social comedians and social critics, where he took on the establishment and every established thing we thought about. Was one of our great comedians who didn't let anything get by him. He would take on the rich and the powerful, capitalism and wealth and more, and born on this day in 1937, and unfortunately passed away in 2008. So we begin our day in history remembering George Carlin, born on this day, May the 12th, 1937. On this day also, many things took place. On this day, there was a summit called the Summit Meeting of National Negro Leaders, which took place on this day in 1958, calling for a campaign against discrimination and desegregation, and really blasted President Dwight David Eisenhower in 1958 because he refused to kind of push ahead. Eisenhower's comment in those days was, be patient, things will change. But folks were not patient, and that meeting took place on this day, May the 12th in 1958. And on this day in 1973, the Pentagon Papers trial, we see all the stuff going on right now with all the papers being released and people talking about our state secrets being put all over the news. Well, this all really began in a major way by Daniel Ellsberg back in the late 60s when he released the Pentagon Papers in the New York Times. And those Pentagon Papers were things he unearthed working for the federal government. He copied and walked out with them, and they showed how the United States government lied about our getting into the war in Vietnam and among many other things around the Vietnam War. And those were released in the New York Times. He was not just criticized, he was put on trial as a traitor. But on this day, Daniel Ellsberg and Anthony Russo, who helped him do that in 1973, was found innocent of those acts. And many of the issues that were raised also were raised in this Watergate hearing that was taking place at the same time around other illegalities President Nixon took in. So on this day, Daniel Ellsberg was found not guilty. And on this day in 2002, Jimmy Carter became the first president of the United States, president of the United States, to visit Cuba. He did this in 2002 and had a 5-day meeting with Fidel Castro on this day in 2002. On this day in history, May the 12th, that's what we have for you. There's much more. Birthdays, music, songs, and events. You can go to steinershow.org and see the rest of this day in history, May the 12th. We'll be right back with our piece by the University of Maryland Baltimore County students. Stay with us.